to call the meeting to order. We're in the public hearing stage. And Mike, you want to tell us about the first request?
I will. First case of the night is case ZA-07-23. A request from Iron Workers Local 290, International Association of Bridge at 4191 East State Route 40, Tip City, Ohio, 45371. To rezone Miami County parcel A01-005600 to I-1. This is a 3.531 acre parcel currently zoned R1 AAA. This parcel of land has industrial zone property to the west, A2, and residential with the trailer park down to the south, and then residential to the east. The intent is to rezone and combine with the current I-1 property using the new parcel for overflow for parking, for training events, and other gatherings. It was voted unanimously for recommended approval by the county, and it was voted for recommended approval 4-1 by the Bethel Township Zoning Commission.
Okay.
Up here, we have the first shot's just aerial of the property. It shows the zoning property first, and then the vacant one to the right. This is the tax map, which kind of shows more of an outline of the entire area. This is just a street view. You guys have any questions for me?
Okay. Nope. I know what it is, exactly.
That's all I have.
Do you have something you wanted to say about it or anything?
We're basically using lower portion of it.
Can you send him to the name and all that?
My name is Rod Shields. I represent Iron Workers Local 290.
Uh-huh.
I'm the business manager. We are looking to get it rezoned and tied together so we can put in a parking lot where it's R1A. Once we get it surveyed, we will have a better idea of where it's going to actually be positioned, but it will be at least a minimum of 50 feet off of all property lines all the way around, so that we will have no screening to put up. It'll just be a flat parking lot. And then once we get that approved, it'll be a matter of getting with, I believe, Mike to see what we need to do for asphalt or gravel, the difference in the two, for underground drainage if we need it at all, because there's no buildings for overflow of that nature. Do we need to do it? Do we not need to do it? I mean, that's basically, we're trying to get it tied together before I make a business plan to present to anybody to go to the next step.
So it's still gravel on the parking lot on the west side of the building, right?
Yes.
And paved on the east. Okay.
Yeah, that's gravel only on that side.
Yeah.
You didn't have nothing? It don't matter, just yeah or nay.
I did. I just wanted to say.
Come on up then and tell us your name and tell us what you'd like to.
My name is Patrick Ernst. I'm owner of Ernst Survey. I've been hired by the Iron Workers to survey the property, consolidate the lot, go through the process of the replat so that the zoning can be, after the zoning is changed. Looking at the comprehensive land use plan, I think it is consistent with the rural settlement in regard to light industry.
Where's your company located?
455 North Main, Englewood.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody in the audience for or against?
I have some questions when it's my turn.
Okay.
Natalie Donahue, 7835 Agamod Road. My concern is that you do have a house at the back of the property next door and then a church there, and there are residents across the street. And I just think this is extreme to go all the way to rezoning to an I-1 for a parking lot. I can't believe we can't find any other way to make that happen or have them look at the front part of that property there for additional parking out front. I think it's extreme. Just once it's set, it's set. There's no going back. And then we don't have a lot of control of what goes into that. And maybe that's the way you want it, but I think It just seems like a lot of effort for a parking lot, unless the parking lot was going to be the whole thing paved. That's current, that's short term, it's a short term vision. I think long term, we don't know what will end up being there. And because we don't, and I'm not sure where we ended up with the land use plan, I don't know what it's going to look like based on that outcome. I don't know if anybody can share that or not, but what was, it's not finalized yet, but what Joe read, showed us where he was with that particular piece, was that still shown residential? Was it shown industrial? I just don't recall. Does anybody have any? I'd like to know the answer to that. So I think it's something that should be considered before that's made to I-1. And then I also wondered, there was an exercise done, I had to go back and look this up because it was a little longer ago than I remember, but it was in December of 21 when some TIFs were put on those properties. That one never got the TIF added onto it, even though the one to the left of the current I-1 did. And I just wondered, is that something that we would want to do beforehand? Does it matter necessarily? Just some food for thought. Again, when that effort for the TIFs was done, it seemed like that property was skipped, and I know there were very specific properties along 40, and I just wanted to make sure if that should be done before the rezoning happens. It's just something to consider. I don't know if it matters when it's done, but it either was missed or not done on purpose, so I just wanted to make sure that was brought up. And it was something that I had mentioned a long time ago. I don't think we've taken action along the way to get that property put into a TIF status, but I just wanted to bring those up. So I'm not in favor of this for multiple reasons. Again, a lot of effort for a parking lot. It is R1 AAA around there. There's a house there. I know screening, yeah, I get it, trees, whatever, but it does change the landscape.
Okay.
And so I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Michelle?
Michelle Swain, 9290 Shore Road, or Drive, Tip City, Ohio. And I actually live along that green strip right there, that bright green strip. I live down that way, and I'm not, I don't like to see land broken down, but I think with the I-1 being combined, I drive through past ironworkers quite frequently. They always keep their property up to par. They have a sense of pride in the township.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when they have functions there that their parking lot is definitely full. So I think I've seen a couple times like where they've had like picnics or something, and there's nowhere for their people to park. And I do like the fact that I'm driving by the business and it's kept considerably in reference. I actually look to the right to look there and not to the left. Just for the record. But I don't see any problem. I mean, of course, the church and the property, the residents that live in the back, I don't really see much of them. But hopefully that the ironworkers would respect their property and giving them a reasonable buffer there for any type of privacy. But I'm for it. They take very good care of their property.
Thanks, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Julie?
Yeah. Just a second. For it. A couple of questions that hopefully you can answer. You said you were going to put up screening. Is that going to be just around the parking, around the whole?
The information that Mr. Arnold sent me, if we maintain 40 feet from our property line to our parking lot, there's no screening required. we're going to go exceed that by going farther in off the one side so we don't have to be screened, so just be a parking lot to have a clean view.
Okay, so there will be no screening?
No.
Okay.
Not according to the plans that I was sent by Mr. Arnold, if we maintain certain distance off property line.
That must have been Amy that sent those to you. Yeah, anytime I-1 butts up against residential, it's required to have some screening.
The way we interpreted it was if we're far enough off property line, we don't need it. But if it becomes a requirement, we can do it. I mean, it's.
Yeah, there's screening.
We can use earth and dirt to. They're going to be pushing off topsoil, make a mound of dirt, whatever. I mean, we can get it. I haven't got a business plan drawn up yet because I don't know that we're going to get this passed.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be the next step in.
Yeah, you just mentioned it, so I thought you had a plan already. So, how big is the parking lot itself going to be?
Again, I haven't spent any. I've got one out with a 100-foot tape measure and laid it out. We're adding approximately 52 spots. We're on big boy spots because they're going to be bigger than a normal spot because most of our members don't drive small cars. They drive dually trucks and work trucks. So when they go to pull in, the lot we have now, I can't pull my F-150 in without taking two spots due to the constraint sizes. And I don't know how the building was zoned in the original for the parking and stuff of that nature, but we're going to have a big deal of stuff.
Okay. So do you know approximately, it's a 3.5-acre lot. Is it going to be a half acre of it, an acre, 2 acres? Like how much of the property do you envision it taking up?
I haven't measured it all out yet. Until Mr. Ernst gets my survey, I can't go okay. And say it's going to be X by X because I want to make sure off the residential side that I'm in far enough.
Okay. Because that one drawing you gave us showed like a dotted line that looked like.
I've got an idea what I want.
It was roughly the same size they have now, just over on the other side.
Yeah, it's just going to be out.
Okay. And then, so what is the remainder of the property going to be used for?
Farm. The Landis guy, he came out, we talked, as long as he has access to it. Since he's farming that side on the other side of us and across the street, he would continue to pay us to farm whatever land is left over.
And do you currently have any future plans for use of that property? Like how long do you envision farming it?
We bought the property for a parking lot. We knew we were going to need it with the way we're growing. We're going to continue to grow. So that's the only thing we have. As of right now on our books, that's all we have.
Okay. So did you guys discuss any options? So I'm kind of in agreement with the changing it to I-1, you know, it changes it forever. It changes it for the whole property. So you guys could sell that off and we lose a lot of control over what goes on. I know you're saying you won't. I'm just saying I have to look at that long term as well. So one of my questions was, are there any alternatives? Like, did you talk about slicing off a piece of the residential to accommodate the parking? Or can we get a variance to accommodate the parking? That's why I was asking how big the parking lot is, because if the acreage is 3.5 acres, then can we, you know, cut a piece off of there and make that the parking and include that as the I-1 rather than making it all I-1?
My personal opinion, it'd be cleaner to make the whole thing one and we're done.
Yeah, that doesn't address my concern though. If it all stays I-1, that doesn't address the concern of what it can be down the line.
You guys are combining it, correct?
Yes. That's what Raptors make it one property.
Yeah, but it can easily be split back to two with no intervening from us. No questions or coming to the zoning or anything. You can as long as it meets the criteria. I think I-1 is, what, 2 acre minimum? I'm going to ask that with a question because I don't have that one memorized, but.
Yeah, that's 200 feet.
They'd still have to come back and it'd have to be approved, though.
Not through the Zoning Commission.
If
it's already all I-1, they can split it into two properties and sell that off.
Are you wanting to build houses on it? Or what?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just asking the questions to see. I'm trying to look long-term and, you know, as you say, not make the mistakes where we have in the past down the line. I mean, obviously a big concern is annexation, but if there's not going to be anything on that property but a parking lot, that's not going to stop annexation. So, did you have a question?
I did have something. If it were, the recommendation would be to split the lot. It would still have to go through Miami County Planning Commission and Miami County Engineer's Office. Typically, that's also routed through the zoning administrator to make sure that it's compliant and it doesn't create a landlocked parcel. So there would be that three-step process to split the lot and then come back and rezone it as I-1.
Then you would have a section of land that's actually worthless for anything, because it would be R1A in that area that we would never have any use for, because we can't go out and do any work on it because it is residential and it's not industrial for us to do any outdoor work if we want to do any training or anything. So the cleanest thing for us is to make the whole property tied one big bundle, and that way property taxes, everything goes up, everything stays the same, and we're one clean piece of land.
Okay. How long has I-1 first been in business?
1919. Okay. We bought that building in 2016, and we have no plans, only being in office for another 6 years. And all of our predecessors, we all set up our business plan for what we want. Jeff Bush, who I replaced, his business plan was on this. This is what we're sticking with. We always have a business plan. We have to have a business plan for our international. This is part of our business plan. Once we get this rezoned, I can step into the next phase of the business plan for sizing and all the stuff we need to do to get it figured out. I've spoke with the farmer. He's more than willing to farm whatever land's left over, as long as he has access to it. We promised him that. Handshake deal, like we've had since we've been here in 16. So the farmer has no problem, and he said he would farm it as long as we let him.
Good. Thank you. Mike, or anything else? Okay, well, let's hear the other case.
The next case is case Z8-08-23, a request from Captain Sunshine, located at 5950 State Route 202, Cincinnati, Ohio 45371, to rezone 1839.6 acres from A2 to A1. County County Parcel ID 801-073300. This parcel of land has A2 to the north, east, west, and south. It's an R1 AAA along the southern end of the parcel that they're requesting. Unanimously recommended for approval by Miami County Planning Commission, and also unanimously recommended for approval by the Zoning Commission. This first picture here is just aerial of the entire property. This is the tax map. This one here just kind of shows how they want to break up the property. It would leave 719 roughly for road frontage for the new parcel, 245 for the remaining.
3-3. The owners want to say something? Well, it don't matter, ma'am.
No, I don't need to say anything.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Beth or Julie, you have anything?
I don't have any comments.
Okay. Anybody in the audience want to say anything?
What are you going to do with the land? Just out of curiosity. What are you going to do with it? Way to split it out. I'm not as curious the way you're splitting it out. I'm not going around here or anything, but I thought it was kind of neat to see the way you're cutting it out.
Well, there's a big ridge in the back, isn't there? Like a drop off right behind that black line. So it's makes a little, and she has to order the A2. She has to be 20 acres and above. So I really love straight green lines, but it's amazing when you look at everything. Kind of has to be on a bit of an angle. Like even this is just, you know, but what it is.
So that didn't answer the question. What are you planning on doing with the 18 acres?
It's all for sale.
He didn't answer it for us. So I just.
You can. Come up and tell us that you're going to sell it. State your name and all that, if you would. Thank you very much.
Catherine Sonnenstein, 5950 South
State Route 202.
Uh-huh.
And yes, I would like to sell that property. I do have a potential buyer if everything goes through.
Are you selling both pieces?
I'm selling the 18 acres.
You're staying in your house, right?
You're going to stay in the house. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, I think we'll be adjourned.
Wait.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not done.
Oh.
So I just have a question. Maybe Mike answers this. I'm not sure. On this drawing that you've got up there, mm-hmm. the turquoise goes all the way around the 18 acres. So I'm looking at the little one because I can't see over the thing here. But it looks like on the bottom line there,
mm-hmm.
that those share that line. So why is the line not drawn around the 18 acres? Why does it seem like the 18 acres is included in the 21? Do you know what I'm asking?
Well,
once it gets split, it'll...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if you're saying if there's some turquoise showing along with the black line or your paper.
No, I'm saying it looks like this is wholly within the 21 acres.
Well, it is right now. That's what she's trying to rezone.
So that will be redrawn, but this turquoise line is on the other side. Like, it doesn't match up on two sides, but it seems to match up on this side.
Yeah, that's just a...
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then I just wanted to ask about the water, because it used to be that land had a ton of water, and now it has tiling, which is every 30 feet. And the limestone is very close to the surface, so what's going to happen with the water?
Well, that's something that in the future, whoever buys that land, if they want to do anything that makes it 10 acres or below, they have to go through health department approval, water testing, all that stuff. So.
Okay.
So as of right now, it's not required.
We need to add drainage to our zoning.
What's that?
We need to add drainage to our zoning. Because this is going to come back and bite us. That's all of my questions. Thank you.
Okay, we will be adjourned from this part until 7, and at 7 we'll go into our regular meeting. After a few reports and all, then we will vote on these cases. So you're welcome to stay and hear the outcome, and we'll go from there. Thank you.
We recommend you don't get close to anybody.
What time is it?
Seems like everybody's sick.
6:53.